Thank you, Jesus, for showing us the path to the abundant life and fulfillment of our life goals with you. Oh, Lord, I miss you so much. Please speak to me. Jesus began, I've been waiting for you, my bride. I've been waiting until you finished getting done all the things you thought were more important than me. Lord, I confess I am weak. No, Claire, my tender one, you are very, very weak. Ask to be strengthened against distractions. That is your downfall. I understand what you're saying, Lord, and I feel like that community leader that was called to higher things but kept sliding down the roof on the shingles. He kept climbing and trying to do what he was supposed to do, but he could only get so far, and then he slid back down again. I feel very much like that. Jesus continued, that is a very graphic example of the way most lead their lives. Beloved, if you want to break out of this pattern, you must try harder. Be more conscious of what you spend time on. Those little pricks of your conscience, especially when you go online, the ones that tell you, just the way you talk to your animals, they obey you better than you obey me. But I'm not here to tear you down, my sweet spouse. I'm here to strengthen you. Claire, you know the danger areas of your life, occasions of sin. Please be more careful and do not open doors by judging. What you are struggling with now in a relationship is taking much of your emotional energy, and no matter how dear a soul is to you, you must learn detachment or you will find yourself fruitless because you got stuck on one area of your life. Better for you to unite them to the Eucharist, asking me to heal it, and then let it go and move on. Compassion is what is needed. After that, patience. All things will be brought out into the open in my good timing. But for now, lift your heart to heaven on their behalf, as you have done, and then release it. This is my work, and I alone know how things must be accomplished and revealed. And to all of you heart dwellers, my dear ones, do not allow yourselves to get entangled in relationships that are not going well. In many cases, it is merely a matter of time before things get either worse or better. But stay out of judgment, pray, and commit to me the matters of your hearts. I am well aware of the tactics of the enemy to snag you away from other issues in your lives that need attention and are not getting it because your emotions are tangled up in a breakdown of a relationship. Do what you can to help the situation. And let it go. I will tend to it. Do you not know that matters of your heart are matters of my heart as well? Well, they are, and I am acutely aware of how you are hurting when relationships become strained. I already have the solution well in hand, and if you interfere, you could make it worse, you know. So pray with compassion, lay it at my feet. For I already have it covered. Now I wish to speak with you about detachment. Basically, the more attachments, emotional, financial, and otherwise, that you have, the more opportunities Satan has to sift you. Therefore, part of the art of living in freedom from entanglements is to get detached. There is nothing in your life that you can't afford to lose. Except your relationship with me. If I remove something or someone, it's because it is in your way, or you are in their way. Therefore, trust me with everything, and wean yourself away from depending on anything or anyone else but me. I want your hearts to be free to fly, and if you are attached to the feelings of others, their problems and needs, unless it is a family member for whom you are responsible, it becomes a distraction that pulls you away from the work you really need to do. This is why some very devout Christians choose a monastic lifestyle. free from entanglements, their hearts are focused upon prayer for the world. In days gone by, many widows chose to enter the monastery because they were quite finished with the world and all its pomps and empty glories. Blessed is the soul who chooses this life when they are young, for they shall be rewarded with a greater intimacy with me. Contrary to the lies of Satan that you are hiding from the world if you choose this, the reality is that from a life of prayer, you live at the hub of the wheel of the world, and your prayers go out through all the spokes of the wheel and have a great impact, although you will never receive any credit for them in this life. Dear ones, look back on all your involvements during Christmas. Did you get closer to me? Did you spend time at the manger in your heart? Or was it all about shopping and money? The greatest gift you can give your children is your visible love for me. When you demonstrate that singular love for me, they see and feel the effects of it as an indelible imprint upon their hearts for life. They will remember how you always honored God, and even if they choose the world, the day will come when it loses its attraction, and then they will seek the deeper things. The greatest gift you can give them is the example you set by single-hearted devotion to me, and setting the boundary against worldly things far from your hearts. This indeed will please me, and someday bring forth fruit in your children. So the entanglements I have spoken of here are of two kinds. One is relationships that become stressed and that you spend too much time hurting over. Here I want you to develop healthy agape love, detachment, by bringing them to me and letting me work it out in my capable hands. The other is avoiding the seduction of things in the world. Even as I have said before, food and clothing are the necessary things of life. And as you follow me and do not step out into the world seeking your own, I will provide for you these basic necessities. My brides, let your deeds be unselfish to the poor and needy, and I will guard you from many temptations in the world. I am coming soon, my blessed ones. Keep your lamps trimmed and burning.